SP News. Thanks for listening.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio. I'm Ronaldo, and I am only on the show today for two reasons. To convince Carter that we will also be doing election coverage, and two, to listen for when Sparky calls, because I'm here for today's history lesson.
Abracado, well, I don't even have a comeback for that. You're not doing election coverage.
Watch us.
You're not doing election coverage.
We're going to beat everyone at it, too. Watch us. And that is what's going to anger everyone.
I'm Joe Mark, and I think there should be a government mandate that every single store should have protein.
Wow. That's my guy.
Prepared protein or just like protein powder shakes?
Either way would work.
Huh.
It's his plan. See, and a part of John's platform, because eventually we will be
running. Oh, yeah, no, my platform's great.
His platform is strong. He has and it's so timely because everyone was talking about the big holiday controversy. John has a full holiday platform with appropriate takes and then also his protein thing. So there's two things.
Okay.
I'm not only doing it for the people, but for the athletes.
I understand.
Strong.
I understand.
Do your job, Carter.
Telephone lines are open. You can join the conversation today at 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll-free via the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Or you can hit us on the text line. Sparky, you could probably text us today.
It's my guy.
422-GR96. That's 422-4796.
Hold on. I see what you tried to do there. We do not want him to text.
I just say it available.
We do not want Sparky
that phone line available, too.
He cannot properly convey his thoughts and ideas through text.
Okay.
He has to call.
Text log is powered by BTC.
All right, so what's the lead today? Today I wanted to get into something that should never be controversial at all when we talk about sports, and in particular youth sports, but at times in this country it is. I want to talk about recruiting.
The biggest news of the year so far in sports.
I want to talk about the pros. I want to talk about the cons. I don't believe there's no cons. So I just want to talk about the pros. If anyone else has cons, y'all could throw them in there. So for me, anything that happens with St. John, and this is the purpose of having a platform, right? We have our own platform. We pretty much get to say and do whatever we want. So, and we are not objective. We're completely subjective.
Our opinions are our own.
Yeah, y'all heard what Brad Hanna said. So when something happens with St. John's, I prop it up and, you know, it's amplified. So come across our desk. Big news for John's LCIS. Big news for John's Life Ricky International School.
We're about to be there.
We usually have arguments about recruiting at the local level when it comes to track and field and BISS and maybe some basketball.
Get over.
But Life for Key International School made news with a new athletic director, Scott Ruggles, who they just hired, to LCIS from UCLA, where he was director of football operations.
You know what director of football operations
hold on,
is?
Hold on. Okay, no, you have to bring that back a couple.
The director of football operations for the UCLA Bruins is now the athletic director at LCIS.
I didn't even know we had a position called athletic directors at any of these schools.
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think we've come to the times where it's like the PE teacher used to be called a PE teacher.
And then they
upgraded them to athletic directors. But no, now they've really like, because, you know, the athletic director was Craig Massey.
Mm-hmm.
He was in school when I was in school at Life Ricky. But now they upped the game. They just upped the game.
Now John's people have upped the game to a level we've never seen it before.
I have that perks for this show.
I don't know. I mean, listen, when you move from LA to the Bahamas, there obviously got to be a whole lot of perks in it, right? But for me, the biggest, most compelling, because listen, director of football for a program like UCLA, that seems like you're on the fast track for something else. That seems like you're in the fast track for either decades of college football or possibly the NFL. Like, options for that seem to be endless.
I feel like if you're in that position at UCLA, you can take a lower level job as an athletic director at universities, like anywhere.
But you are now the athletic director at Life for Key International School. And I hope that this this is the gambit that really causes the recruiting thing to explode because I want LCIS to use all of the power. I want their alumni. I want their donor base. I want John and everyone else who has any inkling of interest into this. I want them to create such a... I really wanted to say, I can't say because I got to remember we're on a podcast. I mean, we're not on a podcast, but I want them to create such a splash in this recruiting space with youth sports in the Bahamas that it forces that rising tide has to lift all the ships. Because now I want them to force people to compete. You got great athletes over there. You know what? What's his name? Scott Ruggles is coming to get him.
Let me tell you, with Mr. Ruggles here, right? Let's give show him some respect.
Yeah, let's show Mr. Ruggles
some respect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We shooting for third place next year in BAI's track and field.
You just can't jump off the ship like that, Joe. TC been working for like 3-4 years to get there.
John, what are you doing? Okay. You think Scott Ruggles is third place?
No, that's the baby step.
Full-blown adult.
No, right away. No. It's called building a program, right?
See, this is why I shouldn't be in charge of stuff.
You got 1 year to build a program.
Fine, right? Whatever.
You're going to get the third place quick. It ain't that difficult.
Yeah.
But you get the third place.
I mean, you got to beat some
Then... done.
Did this announcement come along with any announcement on expanding their scholarship base?
Oh, you need me to read the article?
Yeah.
I would assume if you make a splash like this,
I was just going to
you're going to set have the table to for the be able to start. Look, BAISS basketball, winnable. They already got soccer, right? Volleyball. I know how what they're doing in volleyball.
Hey, Mr. Ruggles, I know some places where you can go. If you really want to go after this basketball thing, I know some programs that you could go after. And here's the thing, right? People, I don't know why, but when you have these conversations in the Bahamas, there's always this anti-recruitment sentiment, right? If you hang around BAISS, I feel like it's always thrown back and forth between SAC and QC and people making negative connotations
just
about
wait till
it.
It's life for
and
you.
I am always sitting there confused, like, don't y'all understand that's how this is supposed to work? Like, you have education. Aren't you supposed to reach over to somebody that has the skill set that you want, which is the athletic ability, bring that into the fold, and it's supposed to be an exchange? They get the education.
Where'd LeBron
they get
go
the
to
better
school?
Environment. St. Vincent, St. Mary. You think Gloria James is paying for that out of pocket?
No.
All right, then.
She may have.
No, she didn't. We know she didn't. You can look at any basketball prodigy. You don't even have to go as far as the NBA ones.
No.
The ones that come from here and go to school in the U.S.
Exactly.
That's how it's supposed to work.
So what do you think this means for the program across some of the sports disciplines?
Championships.
Okay. That was a really quick job.
What's the Drake song?
There's so many.
Trophies?
Yes.
Trophies? Plenty trophies.
Yes, that's what I think it means.
Look, and I don't know, when I was there, I was probably the best athlete in Life of Key history.
That's true.
Right? No stretch to imagine.
No, it's really not.
But no, it was soccer. We only played soccer. That was pretty much it. But now they're going to, the NBAISS. Look, man, let's take that basketball title. Let's do that. Let's keep the soccer one going. My favorite thing is going to be, because it's going to happen. Track and field is, because here's the thing. Windsor, even though they're, you know, not really coming in top, what we say, eight?
I forgot about that.
A ninth. They're making waves because they're getting athletes and they're like, hey, we're going to make sure that we're competitive to get. Now, Life of Key is going to follow that same path.
Does this force the other private high schools to
I would hope
upgrade
so.
Their facilities?
This is what I want people to have to do with money. Obviously, that's going to come with increased facilities. Like I said, they can offer an environment that someone else may not be able to. But isn't this the way how capitalism is supposed to work?
It is. I'm just talking from the perspective as a former principal student, trying to figure out how far down the ladder we're going to drop.
Ruggles coming to y'all too. Because you know, Ernest always has some talent.
Ernest got plenty of talent.
Ernest always got talent. Ruggles coming there too. I just want to see, y'all know how much I love chaos. I want to see them create chaos in this. I want them to go into the pockets of the inner cities and get the athletes and say, you know what? Y'all going to Life of Key now. Everybody else, deal with it.
I'm just excited that a school made a big deal out of it.
Yes.
Because this isn't in what we live in. This isn't a small thing. This is a big thing. You're bringing someone in with so much. I mean, you just say UCLA. The credibility is there already. Bro,
director of football operations at UCLA.
I need to know what the conversation was like. Because I don't imagine he saw this like on a LinkedIn or like some sort of.
What if he did?
Was he recruited?
Of course he was.
I'm just saying. That would have been the start of it. No, we have to get our boy on the show, and we have to figure out something.
If a key is a bad job, I'm not saying that this is a bad environment to work in. I'm just saying when you compare it to what he's actually given up, to make a choice like this, more power to him.
But maybe he wants to help these kids. He wants to help a whole new community, a whole new country realize the potential that we have.
When you see how he's playing for?
They in the Big Ten. It don't matter.
Okay. Just saying.
I mean, we saw what they did with Junkanoo.
Maybe that started the whole thing.
They got.
I don't like this conversation.
They got that. Maybe that started the whole thing. Maybe that was, if we could compete with Junkanoo, we coming for everybody's corner. Hey, I just saying, I like what y'all doing. Y'all ain't beats and joints, but I like what y'all doing.
Dragons.
That's their team name.
Yeah, it's the Dragons.
I was there when they like invented their mascot.
Which y'all was before Dragons?
Nothing. We were just Life of Key School.
Wow.
Like, we weren't anything. It was Life of Key School. The assembly was... that whole campus has changed since I was there. We had like cobblestone sidewalls on some of the buildings.
So does this create a separate... because BISS is now exclusively the private schools. Does this now create a separate league? Exclusive. No, what I mean to say, does it create a separate league?
What do you mean? Like an A division, B division?
Because, I mean, it's hard for certain schools to compete with
look, programs the only like way that. You can
schools
do...
Schools ain't competing with, with the big ones now, exactly. When you think about it.
The only way that you'll be able to do, like, Category 1 and Category 2 is if you implement the government schools and private schools all in one.
Right.
Based on school size, sporting history, that type of stuff.
Because I can already see the first complaint.
Yeah, but what's the first complaint?
Boy, they spend a plenty.
Like I just said, that's capitalism, right?
Fair point.
That's the way it works. If schools spending plenty money now, and the smaller ones can't compete with
them. Yeah, because it's the same two schools.
Yeah, but
so now okay when you add another two or three to that, makes
say
it
what,
like,
say what the biggest element is. Say it.
I'm not gonna say it.
You know what the biggest element is. It ain't just because it's two schools. You know what it is. Say it. Don't be a coward.
I'm not going to say it. Shout out to Life of Key. I'm happy that they're doing big things. And I hope it changes the sports landscape at high school level. Hey,
Pioneers.
That should be the name.
I just was about to say that better than Dragons.
I mean, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, like I said.
Do we get a new team name? Do we get a new mascot?
I mean, you can. Didn't George Washington change the name?
I feel like they could ride it out with Dragons.
No, they could.
I feel ride it out with Dragons.
There's something else, though.
If there's any school out there, Pioneers is a good name.
Okay. All right, so we want to see how – I honestly want to see how that is going to at least put a new wrinkle into high school sports, and I feel like they have the capability to do that right away. I'm talking about, like, next school year, so don't let me down on this one, Life Vicky. While we're on the topic of high school sports, we can pivot quickly because it's about to be April, which means it's about to be Carifta time. Carifta Trials is coming up. Next week, of course, we will be on the ground giving you everything there is to offer from Carifta Trials because we will also be in Trinidad and Tobago. So we're going to get an early start into that. And I think based on everything that we have heard from the stakeholders in this, from the B3As, from coaches, they expect this to probably be one of the most competitive Carifta Trials since, I would say, since the 80s when we were actually competing neck and neck with Jamaica.
I mean,
When we were winning. So we have been talking this up right now, 6 years, but you got to win head to head. You got to go head to head at Carifta Trials. So we're eagerly anticipating that because just like I said, just based on the way everyone has been propping this up, is competition going to be back?
You would hope so. And, you know, I don't mind the whole head to head thing. I do sometimes think in extreme circumstances, which they do have, you know, I would say, I guess, bylaws and how they're able to adjust for extreme circumstances and races. Someone doesn't participate, what their time is. They take their averages. So, I mean, they have the whole system what they do. But I really feel you want to see the best of the best who are going to be representing the region face off against each other. And just like in the U.S. trials, it's luck of the draw sometimes. Like sometimes you go, you're the heavy favorite. And then you end up, something happens, you lose, you get beat that day. And it's just like, that's why you got to bring your A game every time you hit the track.
Swimming and track is in Trinidad, right?
Yeah. Both are going to be in Trinidad and Tobago. We'll be covering track.
How far apart are the two sites anybody knows?
Be far.
Okay.
It's a big country. I think you said it was like an hour.
I think it's like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe an hour and some change.
That's a lot of energy in a really, really small space, so...
No, it's going to be...
They have carnival.
Yeah, yeah, but I worry about two Charifta meets.
No, I'm not...
With energy in a small space.
I think
space.
These people know how to handle...
Yeah, but when you go to carnival, everybody's in a festive mood. Exactly. This is a competition.
Oh, no, the election coming up,
too. Oh, they can
so
be in a festive mood.
Yeah.
When is the election?
April 28th. I know so much about Trinidad and Tobago politics now.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
What are we,
this going to be the best...
are we walking into?
This going to be... No, this going to be the best Charifta of all time, because you know when election season comes.
Yeah.
They can make sure everything's straight.
Rallies?
Oh. All that.
I like a good rally.
Boy,
it's good practice for us because, yeah, like you said, we are covering politics next.
We're not covering politics. It's very soca heavy. Very soca heavy.
Wait, they could bring Marshall and Kez them out? Before?
I'm sorry, was that supposed to make me not
go to rally? No, I'm just saying. Okay. I've seen a couple of their rallies. So, yeah, it's going to be lit.
Okay, you know what?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
The full-blown rally and have all the Marshall, Kez...
this is John's wheelhouse, yeah, in case you didn't know.
You know, I just, yeah.
What is that? You call it?
That's his literal IG handle is Bacchanal, yeah. John. Anyways.
That didn't come from nowhere. But yes, we're getting sidetracked. But the Charifta trials.
Politics, and,
like John said, look, there's going to be a lot of drama surrounding this, right? Because you are going to have parents, you're going to have coaches, you are going to have athletes that are going to be arguing on the side that I should be on this team. I reached this qualifying standard. There may be something that caused me not to finish as high as I could possibly finish at this meet. But because this meet will take precedent over anything else and it is the determining factor, I think that is the reason why all eyes should be on this, because this really determines what the makeup of this team is going to be like and how well we can see them fare in Trinidad.
You know who all eyes got to be on?
Everyone on the track.
No.
Who else?
The best runner from St. A. Johnson, because she is a Charifta qualifier in four events. She just missed one event.
It's going to be five on the weekend.
It's going to be five.
See how we go back and forth between Life Aki and St. Johnson.
When does the qualifier happen?
April 4th to 6th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. And nobody even gave me that as a live read. I've just been slightly better than average at journalism.
Yeah, we kind of said that in a story yesterday. So
That's how I remember it. But I want this to have the same... Okay, so Champs just passed.
Boy,
in
they
Jamaica,
fast.
Right? Yes.
My God.
That is John's whole analysis of every time we cover Champs. He just looks at the times and say, boy, they fast. But I want that for us, though. Not talking
I know
about
what
happens
mean.
On the track.
Yeah.
I want the that excitement energy for level. Us. I want that excitement for us. I want us to be that engaged in it. And so we have this great theme now. We name Bahamas. We have this great theme now,
we
right?
We name Bahamas.
We name Bahamas. Not said ironically at all, but I want us to really engage and embody that, though. I want us to actually bring that kind of energy and excitement to trials. I want us to be, I mean, because if you have it with BAISS, I don't understand. We don't have it for nationals, but I wish we did. One thing that Bahamians are good at doing, it's wrapping themselves in the flag, cloaked in nationalism, and saying, we don't care who is actually in the uniform. We just want to root for the uniform.
Oh, no, of course. And this is something where if... You could correct me if I'm wrong, but...
I ain't gonna do that to you.
No, I mean, I'm accepting this one.
All right.
BAISS, you run for school. Nationals, you really run for school.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you're running for your track club, as if I'm not mistaken. Like, yeah, you run school, but it's also your track club,
I think
club,
you just
right?
kind of... I think you just run independent. Yeah. I think everybody just running for themselves. I mean, you may be running in your school, yeah, but I think you're just running for yourself.
No, but that's what I was saying, because it's like, sometimes I know... You know, they have a club, so they wear the club uniform, as opposed to saying, I'm representing XYZ school, I'm representing X club to be able to... Anyway, I don't know.
Yeah,
y'all could correct me if I'm wrong on
but
that.
But from the Griffith standpoint, I acknowledge, right, the individualism kind of takes space, and I think that's why you don't see the kind of vigor and support that you would normally see, because persons are saying, well, I'm just here to support my kid or my nephew, my niece, or whatever, and that kind of rolls up in the energy. And then after the team is named, the actual Griffith team, then you would see that unity where everybody's like, all right, this is what we're sending over, and this is what we're going to put our energy behind. But before that, I think it's just an open competition.
But here's the thing, though. You don't get to see them compete once the team is named. Like, this is the time here.
Yeah, and no, they compete in turn. They go off and they compete against another nation. So you would see that rallying behind whoever goes.
I feel like this is the sports nerd in me because I would want to be engaged in who is actually going to go compete. I would want to learn about who they are. I would want to know who to root for. I don't want to go in blindly. I want to know, hey, we got this kid here in under 17 girls running the 400 in this amount of time. I want to know that this is the one that's going to get on the medal podium.
We
got a
handful of news features, but you can see we give all the vibes. We got that this past week, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big day.
So
it's a big day.
I mean, Karifta cool, but I mean, if you can feature somebody, you got to feature.
You think they get vibes for the Karifta?
Ooh.
I just saying.
I got to check his tour dates. Did they?
I don't know.
Hmm.
We're just saying. It's great things.
You don't think we should have featured? You don't think Vibe should have been featured as much as he was featured this week?
But he shouldn't have been like on Sadness. Like, I didn't get that.
Well, who else is going to be there?
Yeah. That's the team prepared for Karifta. You could have bring in some of the coaches. You could have bring in.
But Karifta ain't till April 19th. Yeah, but you got time.
Okay, fair point.
We got time.
So I should see a report this week on the Karifta drop.
Why are you acting like we care about sports the same way we care about entertainment?
Wow.
Look, here's the thing.
You must be new here.
I guess we could just throw this out there right now. No, we're not live streaming this event. Just so people don't come at us for that.
John!
No, you have to let people know. There's been no conversations whatsoever. But what we are trying...
Nothing changed from anything that we discussed after being at this. Everyone was all gung-ho, and it changed absolutely nothing.
What we are going to do for this Karifta Trials event is... What we're trying to do is we're going to try to cover this. This is almost like our test run. You know how War Relays had the test run?
Yeah.
We're trying to make this a test run and how we expect to do the event in Trinidad and Tobago. So it's a good little starting block to be able.
It's a 10YS Karifta trial.
I like that.
I'm just saying, when you said we were going to cover it, first thing people think of cover is, they go stream it. So no. we don't want to put any false hope out there for the people.
Austin Timmy.
Yeah. No, we're gonna have come up with a game
plan. Karifta out Easter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. April 19th to 21st.
April 19th is a big day.
It is a big day for completely different reasons. Don't give away the baby with the bathwater.
Please don't.
What does that phrase even mean? Why do people come up with that?
I thought it was throw the baby over the bathwater. But anyway, let's get the halftime.
Really? I thought we had like 4 minutes
left. No, we don't.
All right. Let's take it to the half. When we come back, I want to talk about media versus athlete because we're going to talk LeBron Stephen A.
Have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, use state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everybody Wins Live is bringing you the ultimate giveaway, a brand new Cybertruck. For every $30 spent, you're in the drawing for the ultimate grand prize, a Cybertruck. Drawn live at the Vibes Cartel concert March 29th. You'll also be automatically entered to win tickets to see the world boss himself. 25 lucky winners every single week. Visit everybodywinslive.com to get into the game. See website for full terms and conditions. Must be 18 or over to participate.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinda Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134/20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, 16.50, 30 pounds, 19.80. Owens, Corning Duration T Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Oh, I didn't see the point the first time.
Oh, sorry, I didn't point. Right?
You know what happened?
Halftime came too early. That's what
I looked at the UK logo on my hat, and then I had a whistle moment of pain. And sorry. Welcome back to the Accredited here on Guardian Radio 96.9, powered by 10th Year Seniors. I'm Ronaldo, and I don't know why anyone would actually root for anything from Tennessee. Tennessee has provided nothing positive for the world.
Anyway. Why are you so upset?
What do you mean, why am I so upset? It's so hard to beat a team three times in the same year. It's so hard.
It ain't right.
The first two games, we hit 12 threes the first game, 12 threes the second game. No way we was going to hit 12 threes last night. And we didn't, and we lost. Again, Tennessee has done nothing positive for the world. Not a single thing.
So I have the ox, given the fact that Tennessee put y'all out. Who you think is going to win the tournament?
I don't care anymore. Okay. The tournament doesn't exist anymore.
I was just asking. I was just asking.
My name is John Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
And go Cougars.
Which is why they paid John the mediocre bucks, because John gave us the perfect segue. I know who is still left in the tournament.
Go ahead.
The Houston Cougars, who feature assistant strength and conditioning coach Brian Clark as a member of the staff. The Bahamas will always find a tangential connection to winning. Brian Clark is our last remaining figure in the NCAA tournament. Go Cougars.
I give it that. If you want to join the conversation, telephone lines open. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Text lines are also open. That's 422-GR96 or 422-4796. Text line powered by BTC.
Here's my problem with Tennessee and Rick Barnes.
Go ahead. Get it out of here.
They in the Elite Eight. That's the problem.
That's my problem.
Okay.
I don't know how to handle losing well. But, I mean, it wasn't just a loss for me. We also have, as a member of the Kentucky staff, who I like to call, and who I think most people would consider, he's the future of Bahamian coaching. Mikhail McLean.
Mm-hmm.
Another St. John's alum, by the way.
Wait.
So this
Brian Clark St. John's too, right?
Yeah. Steve Martin also. I just want to say that this is bigger than just me losing. I think the Bahamas lost when Kentucky lost.
They kind of did. No, I agree with that.
Thank you, John.
You have a Bahamian. It's like Coach O them John. Lost last night.
The
right?
Bahamas lost.
The Bahamas
when Ole Miss lost.
When Ole Miss lost. Like that's just how it goes. Because no. Here's the thing. And this is stop
the
shaking.
The rules.
Don't shake your head.
Go ahead. Stop shaking your head. Do the numbers.
Thank you, John.
If Kentucky had won a national championship,
talk to him.
We would have put Mikhail on a pedestal.
Definitely.
Because it would have been like,
airport.
This coach.
By the airport.
Yeah, no, you're
not going to rush out.
Bring everything.
By the airport.
Bring the trophy.
Walk a favorite artist.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Everyone would have jumped
on
board.
We stop our people to that?
No, we can't.
No, we can't.
We're too late now.
I'm not seeing any new.
Everyone would have jumped on board.
What's his name? Celebrity artist is going to be doing that until he can no longer do it.
Yeah. If Coach Yo then would have won the championship.
Yeah.
Everyone would have been
the Rima. She would have had to have two. Rima would have to have one. Yeah.
Exactly. So all of a sudden, it's just like, when we win, we the best fans in the world.
I like how that we is so strong.
I say all that to say, Kentucky should probably just outright be the national college team for Bahamians everywhere.
They have Battle for Atlantis next year?
No.
Okay.
That's a lot going on. Let me leave that alone. Anyway, so guys, we are in sports media, right? We've been in sports media for a while. Do we have athletes that are seen as our nemesis? Because I feel like, as someone who studied journalism, right, I studied Howard Cosell versus Muhammad Ali when that was a thing in the 70s. And it was...
But it felt fun.
It felt fun, but it also, the audience was unsure of what was real and what was fake because they had such good chemistry.
It was like WWE.
Yes, perfect. Kayfabe. So it was kind of like that.
I respect the language.
Muhammad Ali was good at selling it, and he brought personality out of Howard Cosell that wasn't kind of there before. We saw that develop more in the 90s, and now really there's no more line between sports journalism and sports analysis, which is why someone like
social media.
Yeah, social media is absolute. Social media and
24-hour news cycles
and debate TV probably brought an end
you mean
to
yelling.
Like, yes, perfect segue again, John. This is why he gets paid the mediocre bucks because the biggest, loudest yeller now has an $100 million contract.
$100 million,
and now he has his Muhammad Ali to his Howard Cosell. Because after years of watching Skip Bayless try to bait LeBron to get this same reaction.
I watched on Levitard, what's his name? Amir? Talking about how Skip Bayless is punching air right
now. Of course! Because he's trying to do this for 20 years, but LeBron never gave in to it. And now Stephen A. Smith has it. And Stephen A. Smith never has to do any other content, especially this time of year when things are probably getting a bit slow, because he has now gotten LeBron to respond to him repeatedly, and he can just answer and go back and forth. And now this is getting pretty much to a nasty kind of visceral place, right?
I don't even understand how we got here.
And this I don't
is
know.
This is where the confusion lies. Because if it was a situation where you had this level of animosity, why not just address it from Jump Street? Like, you held this in this whole time pretending that, oh no, everything between me and LeBron is just something we can brush off. But now you feel like, yeah, I got to air this dude on every 3 seconds.
Content, Cardo, because content is king.
He has
king.
His own podcast, you know.
Content is king.
He has his own podcast, his own show.
If it's done behind closed doors, and if it's done between us just having a conversation, it's not getting me clicks, likes, views, and shares. So I got to do it on Front Street.
Does this have any correlation ever since he started going on Fox News stuff?
John, how do you think he's getting $100 million? Why do you think he get the $100 million? Who are the people from ESPN that were let go over the past few years? Everyone that leaned in a certain political direction. Who are the ones that are now getting big money?
Politic talk.
Look how good we are at covering politics. Well, I mean, we find a way to weave sports into it.
No. Well, no, that's not right.
Absolutely, it's absolutely right.
Because if ESPN was ESPN has never shelled out this kind of money.
I've never been wrong.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they shell that money on TV contracts.
To who? At this level?
Like league levels. Oh, no.
Nobody has ever gotten money like this from
ESPN. Nobody's ever gotten this kind of buy.
It's not the political leaning. Him being on Fox News and all that, that took off for his separate entity. I think he has a whole streaming service now.
It's all connected and has built his star power and built... And that's what he was able to take to the negotiating table. I have singularly become bigger than everything we're just doing on this network. And this is why I demand this. And now he gets to say, I am engaging with the biggest name in American sports, creating this adversarial relationship that is getting you clicks, views, and shares. We live in an attention economy.
All out of thin air.
All out of thin air. And I say all that to say,
who can that beef with?
So we can that exist money? Here? Because who should we be beefing with to get us these clicks, likes, and shares? Because we need $100 million and we need a sports adversary.
You need somebody to put up the stats. You need them to do it for 20 years and not say anything while you ridicule them.
Who's the biggest name in Bahamian sports? Shawnee?
LeBron?
It might be LeBron. It might be LeBron. I don't want beef with him, though, because we like
you can
him.
Beef with yeah. Buddy.
We can't beef with Buddy.
That's the biggest name in Bahamian sports right now.
That's like John Boy.
Yeah, it's like, I can't really beat
it. It gotta be fake. I mean, it ain't gotta be real. I mean, we could fool them.
John, just start. After today, just start calling up Buddy. It's like 3-point percentage.
That's great. He's in the league.
John ain't gonna do this. Yeah. Actually, I would have to be the one, because you need someone like to play a wrestling figure, and it would have to be me.
Yeah, you just have to keep telling Buddy he ain't good enough.
So my thing with this too, and I just... I need to ask both of y'all this, because at one point Carter was on this side. John's not on this side at all. Why old people don't like LeBron? Like, I feel like there's a specific year that we can point to, and if you were born before that, you have...
I feel like if you watch Jordan
you're almost
play,
mandated you to dislike LeBron. I want to say 1979.
Yeah, because what you have to remember is...
Anyone born before that hates LeBron.
Right. When people fall in love with professional sports, it ties so many genuine memories that they have. So when you have somebody that's coming in and they're now being quite greatest or whatever, that kind of sets everything that you experience to the side. Like, oh, well, that wasn't really good. So it's like me and Kobe. I always tell people, Kobe to everybody might not be the GOAT, but me personally, Kobe will always be my GOAT. Because
so overrated.
Oh, boy.
There's a beef coming up now. We're going to have internal studio beef. Because I agree, too. I think Kobe's overrated.
Yeah, but go ahead. Go on. You were saying...
We got to cut the show. I think we got to cut the show. No,
if you had to rank Kobe, I mean, before we go...
Kobe will always be one.
Always one.
Always one.
Always one.
Always one. Now, when we having, like, legit sports arguments, no, and we get statistics involved, I understand where he...
Like, where do you think he would fall?
If we do an all-time ranking, I have Kobe five.
I think that's a little high. I think you're like around 8, 9, 10.
So you cannot name me.
You can
seven players.
You can absolutely do it, and it's not even difficult. But okay. That's not here. That's neither here nor there.
We can have that conversation later.
It's ridiculously easy. It's the easiest thing you could possibly do.
I just think when you start to like chisel away at those ideas that people have in mind, like to me, the 81 game from Kobe, I see other people...
How are you talking about him so much?
No, I'm just saying. That's my goal. Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, when I see things like that, it's hard for you to say, well, LeBron dropped a triple-double or he did this.
But here's the thing with that. And I don't know if Kobe has as much hate as LeBron. The difference, too, is when I watch
sports, he's no longer with us.
I like seeing excellence. I like...
Sustained excellence is amazing. Yeah,
I like seeing people do things that... You have to be like, man, that's impossible to do. Like when Kobe scored the last game against Utah, I wanted to score 100.
Yeah.
Because then someone would have scored 100 for real. But.
Wait a minute.
See, this is why they feel like a broadcast. You see how quickly you erased like a core memory for so many people. What do you mean for real? Like,
there's been a thing about Will Chamberlain not scoring 100 for real.
No, we know. But what I'm trying to live in that time that. Yeah. Picked up the newspaper other day.
I get what you're saying, right? And I understand that, look, a big part, and I'm going to give away the game here. We should be just saying this amongst friends, but the way people make money in this whole sports argument and debate thing is there's no right answer.
Yeah.
People don't know that, and so you continuously go on. There's no right
answer. No, because it's all based off of emotion. So if you could ridicule a player, and this is what Stephen A. tapped into, if you could ridicule a player to a point where you could get him or his fan base riled up, you have an audience.
Yeah.
People are going to tune in just to Feinberg. Be upset.
This is my biggest problem in all of that, though. Why is it so... And I get what you're saying. I understand. And it's the same way with music. I think... The nostalgia that ties you to certain music. I think sports is a bit
deeper, boy.
Because they're one and the same, right? Because there's a certain music at a certain age that connects certain memories for you. You'll never think there's going to be anything. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's similar for those two things.
No, let me just say why it's different. Because in sports, you have that aspect of being ridiculed. So if you're a Laker fan, tomorrow if the Lakers lose, if you're a kid, you go to school. Everybody who knows you're a Laker fan, they're going to remind you the entire day how much your favorite team is. Because
y'all got 17 championships.
No, but you can use that in any situation. In music, nobody's going to wake up tomorrow and be like, Drake lost to Kendrick.
For 4 months straight. What are you talking about? That literally happened.
Okay, let's separate. Let's remove Kendrick and Drake beef out of it. Tell me the other time that happened. Nobody walked up to a Biggie fan and be like, Tupac just like slimed your dude.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Nobody did that.
I was in grade five. I swear.
That wasn't it happened. That wasn't the age of social media, but it was happening.
Jay-Z like, and Nas. It was happening. It always happens.
You always got to look at it this way. Things that you see on social media has been happening for
years. You just don't have the records.
The platform.
Most people are always stupid. We just now have more access to it. Here's the thing, right? Why do we not possess the capability to say this person is excellent? This person is also excellent. Perhaps one may be slightly more excellent than the other. And
everything is a competition now.
But why can't both people be excellent?
No, both can be excellent. But to me, somebody has to be better.
Someone has to be more excellent.
That's human nature. Somebody has to be better. And if you look at somebody who's a Kobe stan and say, hey, boy, Kobe was horrible in the fourth quarter. Whoa. If you go to a LeBron stan, they could be like, whoa.
I guess I just don't understand because... Talking to people, reading things, there is so much deeper than just, I think this person's slightly better than the other one at basketball. Because there's a visceral hatred that comes behind it because it's almost as if you are attacking me and like you said, attacking my memories because you think that this person who averaged 31 is so much better than the one who averaged 29.
You've been covering sports for a long time now.
2 minutes.
A long time now. So when you cover sports to that level, it's almost like, but I just want to see good, whether it's basketball, whether it's football. I just want, like John said, I just want to see excellence. That's it. But for people who are beyond that, who are just fans, they don't care about excellence. If Tom Brady throws 3 interceptions, if we win that game, I remember the fact that we won that game. Like, that's how, like, fans actually think. They don't care about how many turnovers he had, how many drop passes. They don't think about things like that. They just think about the fact that my team or my player performed, we won, and that's it. That's it. So when you go back to the LeBron thing, it's almost like everybody that has not watched LeBron over these last 20 years, they look at him and be like, oh, I see Magic do this in the 80s. Yeah, but Magic didn't do it like this, and I got the stats to show you that Magic
didn't
do it like
this. You know he's 41, right?
Mm-hmm. They ain't giving none of that.
Or 40, or however old he is.
None of that matter. It was the 6 championships, and they except the part that Jordan played before those 6 championships and after those 6 championships.
But my thing, okay, and even if you're Jordan is the greatest, none can bow before him, blah, 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 whatever. The weird demigod worship we have around Michael Jordan. Fine. Accepted.
I mean, he is a basketball god.
Sure. Can you not also just appreciate what's happening now?
Yeah,
but no, that's not what's happening. I feel like all we have now is more complaining about the game because it's not what it looked like when I was watching when I was younger. That's all we do now.
It's funny. I was on Instagram the other day. And it was the play where Chris Mullins going up for the shot and Jordan comes in and just whaps it. And I'm like, well, he would have been ejected from in today's NBA, flagrant 2, at least 5 game suspension. And I love going to the comments that said Draymond could never dream. And it's just like, no wonder he won Defensive Player of the Year. But it's just like, it's just a different time.
I tell people all the time, and this is why I credit boxing for it. You have a situation where no matter how talented you think you're in, you could go and you could pull up tape and you could see Muhammad Ali, how good he was with his left hook. You could look at Tyson, how good he was with his power punch. We could do that in a sport like boxing because it's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have something as skilled as a basketball or something as cerebral as football, you have a scenario where...
John's pointing to the phone.
Oh. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, morning. You got it, partner. Are you on Carl Wells?
Hey, good day, cool. Good day.
Listen, man, I learned a lot from you guys. I like how you're young, and it's good to keep us and give us a nostalgia about the sports, right? Because you guys went a way back, right? So, you know, I'm over the hill, right? So I would go back as far as JoJo White, right? And, you know, my big brother, somebody tell me when to watch him back. Well, and clearly, they always remind me of the nostalgia. But for me, right? And so I agree with what you were saying, so I just want to give a little nostalgia. So, as we talk about, for me, I would rate Jordan, right, because of his dexterity with the ball. So I look at players differently from how most people look at it. You know, I got a joke for you guys. For me, right, Cardo?
Go ahead.
For me, Larry Bird would have been one of the best shooters I've ever seen. I used to get Marvin Bird get the ball because, you know, mm-hmm. And the Lakers and the Celtics were fours, right? Man, like, you know, in any game they played, Ricardo, once, but you know, they had other players like Scott Redman, Danny Ainge, who really were good shooters, right? I mean, you could go look at the footage, right? But for some reason, I didn't think, like, Bird was a shooter, but for me, he didn't have physical capabilities. You know, he was kind of dexterous with the ball. He was, like, tricky and all that. He could have passed and all that. But as far as athletic abilities, that made him great because he was just a great shooter. I just thought anything Bird chew up would actually go. And I used to get mad with him for that. But as I look at Jordan, the dexterity and the ability, the physical ability was what I was impressed with. The ability to go from the free throw line, the ability to switch hands in the air, the ability to sit on people's necks as he backwards shots. You know, it's just, if you look at the aerodynamics of his play, was what I was impressed with. And that's what moved me. And then as I look at Magic Johnson, if you look at basketball today, you don't have many players like Magic and Jordan. That Magic used to actually get mad and go back to back. You see that? I think LeBron used to do it. I see him do it. But for me, if you go and look at the footage, Magic Johnson used to get angry and go from one end of the court to the next and score. Mm-hmm. I don't see that much in basketball today as far as dexterity with dribbling and shooting. For me, the baby hook, Magic Johnson mastered the baby hook. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar mastered the sky hook. And I was impressed with Magic Johnson. But I also like Clyde. I also like Dennis Johnson, because if you look at Dennis Johnson, I think he came in the league at Phoenix, with Phoenix before he went to Boston.
Yeah,
when I first saw Dennis Johnson came into the league, listen, man, DJ was, you need to go, these guys need to go look at some of these, but there's evidence, I can't remember all the players, but I look at ball as a physical thing, so maybe scoring is a part of it, right, Carter, but I like the ability to move left and right, shoot left and right. I can't see anybody displaying, but who they say was Baby Joe, but Kobe, of course, him a Laker, so I would have liked Kobe. And so everybody had their different abilities. As you look at James Worthy, he actually had me doing the 360 shot, where I would jump, turn 360 degrees, and try to shoot the ball. So you have to elevate. I used to like the double, you know, like when you jump in the air, pump, flick, you're going, the fake shot, you jump, flick, you're going to shoot the ball, pull it back and shoot it. Until I could have done that, for me, I wasn't doing nothing because I always was impressed with you jump it. That was a great way to score. You fake the shot while you're in the air, pull it back and shoot. And that was something I tried to learn. And I always, you know what I mean? This is physical abilities. That's what I'm impressed with. Really and truly, stats, not so much because, you know, for me, I mean, would you rate Bird was a better scorer than many of these guys that I'm calling?
Yeah.
But I don't rate him over them. So, I mean, I just like to hear you guys to comment or whatever I said. Thanks.
All right. All right, 52.
All right, so there's a lot to unpack there.
But he went right back to what I was saying in terms of the emotion. When people come up and they see these things, like I'll always remember the first time I see Kobe do the little, I don't want to call it a reverse dunk, but when he comes around and then he go, like to me, that was like the greatest dunk ever. And you have people like, no, look at this T-Mark thing. Look at this Eddie Jones thing. And I'm like, yeah, they're good dunkers, but Kobe though, Kobe. So it's always the emotional appeal to it.
But I think what I gathered from what he was saying was so the caller obviously had a great appreciation for the game in general. And I have no problem with anyone saying, hey, listen, Michael Jordan is the best that I've ever seen. He came along at the perfect time when he was able to elevate the game and take it to a different level. Because the way he mentioned JoJo White, the way JoJo White was an elite scorer, one of the best in the league during his tenure with the Celtics during the time when he played. But at the same time, it was a completely different game when Michael Jordan came around and elevated things. And he was really the first global ambassador for the NBA. The first one that gives him on sport. Nobody else has done it like him since. People are still buying his shoes. He's been out of the league for years. So, yes, Jordan came along, and you can say he's number one, but my thing is, why are we not showing the same level of appreciation for what's happening now? That's my biggest thing. That is the thing that I think we're not really getting.
Call you live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like that, what 52 said. We have to go back to days when here in the Bahamas we didn't have TV, and then
you can turn your radio down a bit, caller.
Hello.
Turn your radio down a bit.
A radio, 20 feet away from me.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Let me move. I like to say, because when the next another Lapore was handling the ball, then we had George Dice, Man Gervin, and we can't forget Bernard King when he was shooting them out for New York. And not forgetting the great one, Julius Stockton Jay. It is dexterity with the ball. You see, I just wanted to add those names in there.
All right.
So they don't make the garden, okay?
All right. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Generational talent. Like, that's the thing. And that's what some people have to look at it. You can go and you can pull players from every generation and say that they can play in today's NBA, whereas most players in today's NBA could play in a lot of these other generations because just the way the game has changed.
I love what they're doing. Hey, this thing existed and there was greats before Michael Jordan was drafted into the NBA. Yeah. Like, the conversation didn't begin
Oscar
with him.
Robinson.
Call you live. Go ahead.
Good morning, gents. How are you all doing?
Good morning. Pretty good.
Great show. Just have one comment. Now, for me, like I heard one of the gentlemen in the studio say, Kobe for me is the second GOAT. The first one is Jordan, of course. And the reason why I'm going to give that, and I understand all the LeBron deals, right? Global appeal and impact has to have a measure. And I don't think that's not even been brought into the conversation. Wherever LeBron goes in the United States, there's a little bit of fanfare and all that stuff. You take LeBron out of the United States and put him in China, he can walk around the streets and maybe look at him as a tall guy and he does not get close to aura.
You about to cost the whole conundrum in the studio right now. Ronaldo, go ahead. He's on the phone. Go ahead. Fiverr.
There is no quantifiable way we can say that Kobe Bryant is a bigger star globally than LeBron James.
That's absolutely
impossible.
That is already factually proven that Kobe was.
With what facts?
LeBron has been playing for how much years? 20 years?
Yes.
I've watched maybe 10 games. And not that he's not a great basketball player or anything. There's nothing to be impressed with his game for me.
There's nothing to be impressed with the game of LeBron James?
No, not really.
Okay.
He does not do anything impressive, makes that for big. He's a good, heavy guy moving around in basketball.
He has scored more points than anyone else in NBA history.
That's all you're talking about.
He is 40 and averages almost 30 points a game.
You know why I love this? Because when we get around the NFL season, I start to freak up with the same conversation.
That's my thing, too. You know the thing about it, right? And again, I don't want to get into the point. That's fine. He owns that. Yes, that's great.
We play basketball 4 points.
But we're talking of the game of basketball is not only points.
That's how they determine
That's
who wins.
The game of basketball.
But, hold up, call
We're
out.
Talking about elevating the entire sport. LeBron did not elevate basketball beyond its original plateau. Jordan did it. I argue that Kobe did it and some others, but not LeBron.
Name me the starting roster for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Hold on, caller. Thank you for the call. We'll continue.
Explain to me how Kobe Bryant elevated anything.
What he's saying is that the space basketball was in when LeBron entered the league. It's not like gone heaps and bounds beyond where he met it. So to his point, like if you look at where basketball
Carter,
that
was, is a nothing statement. No, that means absolutely nothing.
Just clarify what he's saying now. There's parts of it that I agree with. There's parts of it I don't.
You don't agree with any of that.
No, I agree with the part when he said like to a degree basketball is not developing gone heaps and bounds beyond like the financial aspect since LeBron has been in the
that
league.
That is an insane thing to say. That is an absolutely insane thing to say. And to just brush off the money and the financial aspect, what y'all think they're doing all this for? Just for y'all enjoyment?
No, what I'm saying, you can't say beyond financial. Like, all sports have grown. MLB sucks right now, but they're still making money. NHL, they still make money.
But I'm trying to think, okay. And
I don't agree with the whole aspect like LeBron does not impact the game. LeBron is the most impactful player that has ever played basketball.
No.
Next to Nikola Jokic and what we see Jokic
Nikola
doing right now.
But
this is what I'm saying. LeBron is the most impactful on the court. Nobody from a rebounding and assist standpoint can impact the game like LeBron James.
That's where I have to disagree with the caller there. It's like LeBron, he can pass the ball, he can rebound.
He's probably the best passer I've ever
Kobe
seen.
Kobe is probably, and I'll say this, Kobe is probably the best scorer that I've seen in the NBA.
Not even that. He is. We can have a whole argument about it. Now, who has more of a shot opportunity? No,
gifted-wise, Kobe is the greatest. I think he's the greatest scorer.
Nobody can find
him. I just want to get to that a bit. Because that is the kind of thing that I'm talking about right there where it's just a personal take that you have and that completely clouds what you're actually seeing. Because for someone who said, I've seen maybe 10 games that LeBron has played in 20 years, and for you to say this is a person who has not elevated the game, first of all, I don't even know what that means. I don't think anyone knows what that means. But for you to say, I've seen 10 games in 20 years, and that is enough for me to definitively say that this person did not develop the game,
Why
would you even have that argument?
We got 2 minutes. This conversation is going to go on forever. We got a couple of texts to get to. One text is saying that Kobe Bryant is the most skillful player that he's ever seen.
It's because he died. Can we really just be honest about that? It's because he died.
He's in agreement that Kobe is a bigger global star than LeBron James.
Jesus.
And hold on. And Kobe has more heart than LeBron James. That was the latest
text. How are you measuring his heart? What are we doing?
When the China comment got to me, because when Klay Thompson goes to China, do you not see the streets of a Klay Thompson? Are you trying to tell me?
For any of these people to say LeBron James is not a bigger global star, I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know how you actually refute that, because that's like telling it's 2 + 2 = 94. I don't even know how to tell you how wrong you are about that.
Now, what you always tell me about being a Laker fan, y'all believe y'all could get everybody. This is how Laker fans feel about Kobe Bryant. No matter what you say, guess what's going to happen? Kobe.
And this is why we're getting into politics.
Kobe.
I, you know what?
It's no matter.
That probably can make more sense to me, because right now these people telling me
to. Like, if you go to chatter right now to any Bahamian person, they'll say a Kobe and feel like they're more related to anything else going on. That's how we feel about Kobe Bryant.
I feel like I feel like what I've been watching the last 20 years, I feel like I live in the bizarre world.
LeBron, great. LeBron, great. He's probably the most skilled player that I've ever seen.
I don't even think we having these conversations if it wasn't for the tragic, unfortunate end that happened to Kobe Bryant.
I agree, but
that elevated a whole lot of things and caused people to change their perspective.
It's on like the an way artist. This
is. It's, yeah, pass, absolutely.
The price goes up. Kobe.
Oh, we done. That's it. See y'all next week.
We carry Pinda Enterprises 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield 134/20 rule. Felt 15 pound 1650, 30 pound 1980. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and Certain Teed Landmark Shingles $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock $28.76, 1/2 inch sheetrock $22.18. All prices include VAT.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. This program is a rebroadcast of a previously aired program. This is Guardian...